You're listening to Scared to Sacred with Evangeline Hemrick. Wow, it feels good to be back on here, you guys. I've been doing a lot of interviews for Inside the Healing Room podcast, the other show, and I really took advantage of having people home where I could get some people that I wanted to interview. So, you know, I did that, and I did that a lot over the stay-at-home time. But this is my jam, coming back on here and getting into the sacred with you. That's what I love doing. I love the interviews too. So definitely, if you're into holistic healing, go over and check out Inside the Healing Room podcast. And I'm really excited because I've been working on my upcoming course. It's going to start on the new moon, August 17th. So if you're listening to this, there's an early bird registration, and then you can register all the way up to August 16th. It's going to be a 7-week shamanic empowerment course. And I'm so excited to share so much useful information with you guys. And what the following podcasts are going to be like is like a little appetizer, I would say, a little snippet of what we're going to delve into each week. And this week is one of my loves, plants, plant spirit medicine. I want to talk to you guys about how wise and knowing the plants are. They might not seem like much in their quiet ways, but they basically sit and they're very comfortable being still, and they know how to serve. So they literally just meditate and serve humanity in so many beautiful ways. And I love talking about how you can incorporate plants in your life for your healing work and let them be your allies on your healing journey. So I'm going to get into a little intro on plant spirit medicine today, and I hope that you are excited like I am about it. It's easy to look around and see in our culture, I mean, this is throughout time, if someone is sick or someone is sad, or if they're recovering or healing, what do human beings just intuitively, instinctively do? We give each other flowers. And there's a way deeper reason for that. And there's so much opportunity for you to connect into all the wisdom and all the healing power in the plant spirit community. And they're just waiting. They're just waiting for you. They came and got me, literally, in my dark treatment room where I've spent the last 25 years. I did not have time to grow plants and herbs and flowers. I was growing humans. That's what I was doing. I was assisting people in their own transformation and growth. But they came to me anyway. Even though I wasn't outwardly seeking knowledge and training about plants like in an herbalist kind of way, they have taught me. And that's what I want to share with you today. Now, I did take extensive training in aromatherapy because that went along with my career. It's very common in the spa industry that people are using essential oils, and that could either be very surface, like, hey, do you like the way this smells? Or it could be huge, deep healing of like an anointing of an essential oil on a particular chakra or a particular body part. So if you like to get spa treatments like I do, you'll see every range of how people work with the plants in the spa industry. It can be very commercial and shallow, or it can be extremely deep. But I promise you this, the plants will come for you. The flowers that want to work with you and soothe you, the herbs that are meant to heal your body, the mushrooms that are meant to refine your thoughts, they will find you. I promise that they will. All you got to do is stay open. So there's lots of ways to work with the energy of plants. You can meditate near a particular plant to get a feel for what that particular being is like. So it can be as simple as that. You can even hold a particular plant in your awareness during your meditation if you don't happen to be near one. When someone brings a plant into your life, pay very special attention because it is not random and it is not just, you know, for no reason that someone all of a sudden says, hey, I just saw this plant and I thought of you and I brought it to you. That's the time where I'm going to start looking up the healing properties of the plant, the characteristics, the folklore, the remedies, and the spiritual aspects of the plant. I want to know all of that. So at the time the plants started working with me in my healing room, I want to tell you guys a little bit about how that happened. It was very innocent on my part. I wasn't intentionally seeking out head knowledge about the healing powers of certain plants. Definitely, I love nutrition, herbalism, aromatherapy, all that kind of stuff. But I would simply be in my room with a really calm and relaxed mind, doing my thing, breathing with a client, helping them feel better, and plant spirits in, like I would say, a plant in the energetic form would show up. And it was so startling at first because it was just happening when I was in more of a meditative state. And I'll never forget this one client. He was on my table and it was 2006. And that was right around when this started happening like full force. It had happened a little bit before, but 2006, right around that time, man, it started happening a lot. So he's on the table and this beautiful spiritual being shows up and teaches me with like a transmission. I am water violet and I want to work with him and you need to tell him. And it was so beautiful and powerful. And I thought, is this guy going to think I'm completely crazy? So I tell him that water violet showed up and I didn't even know what water violet was. And together we started looking in some of my herbal books and flower books that I had in my office. We started looking it up together and we found the Bach flower remedy essence of water violet, which happens to be for shyness and for timid introverts. And that was exactly what he was. And I was blown away because I didn't have any of that head knowledge. So I started getting more and more interested in how is this happening and why is this happening? Can I make these plant spirits show up? No, I've never been able to do that. But they show up when the time is right for a particular client. So I want to make you aware of that. If you work with clients in any particular capacity of holistic healing as a practitioner, if you just start having a plant roll through your head like roses, visions of roses, or maybe one you don't even know, because that's the weirdest thing that has happened to me. I remember one client being in my room and I was like, what is petigrain? I don't even know what that is. Do you? She was like, nope. Well, we did after that session. We looked it up together. It was spot on for what she needed emotionally. And we were both taught that day by the plant. And I also love how the practitioner doesn't have to have all the answers. I'm growing and I'm learning with each person that is gracing me by being on my table or now being in remote sessions with me. The plants are coming in strong, even in remote sessions, and it gives me a wonderful opportunity to learn more in a very natural way, not in a forced way, but like a making friends way, like I always say with gemstones. You don't walk into a party and make friends with 300 people all at once. You slowly over time develop and cultivate relationships. That's what happens with me and plants and me and rocks and animals and all of that. They come at different times, and they teach me different spiritual aspects that grow not only the client, but expand and transform me as the practitioner as well. So I've got my notes here. I wanted to tell you guys ways that this can happen. For me, from my own connections that have been made with plant spirits, it's always been when I'm in a very relaxed, peaceful state and I'm doing some kind of healing work, like whether I would be doing some self-care or meditation, or if I'm doing energy healing on myself, it ends up happening quite a bit. And it can be startling. Like I remember I was having a color light therapy treatment one time, and I was just laying under the color lights and the spirit of corn, of all things, showed up. It was a very masculine feeling energy. And it was telling me all this stuff about how corn as a plant spirit works with humans on issues about abundance. And I was like, whoa, that's so crazy how like overused and processed commercial corn is such a huge money thing in this country. And I guess the plants teach in the imbalance of it too. And I do notice more and more, I tend toward very sustainable ways of working with plants. In my upcoming course, I'm going to teach you guys how to make your own flower essences. But now there's even no-pick flower essence making methods that are more gentle and more kind and don't require so much usage of picking so many blooms. So there are ways now to really respect and work with plants that are way more sustainable. And of course, like always, we are always working with plants when we eat them. And to do that in a very conscious, connected way, if you're going to connect in with an herb or a vegetable, a fruit or a flower, if you're going to take it in and merge with it and literally become one with it, how intimate is that? What a beautiful shamanic practice to live in the sacred every day when you choose who you're going to be by what you're going to create yourself with. And from what I understand of the plant kingdom, they are very happy to merge, synergize, and become one with us. But I always ask, and even before picking in my own garden now that I have the beautiful opportunity to grow some food, I ask, I don't take more than I need or I'm allowed. And it's always in respect. So I mentioned that I'm going to be teaching how to make flower essences in my upcoming course, but I want to really go back and spend time on the flower essences because I think flower essences are a really easy way for you to start dancing in the realms of the plant spirits. If you are an empath, if you are someone who is very energetically sensitive and finely tuned to your emotions, flower essences are going to be your best friend. They are very, very different than an herbal oil or tincture. They are very different than an essential oil. So it's really good to get clear on the different ways that you can work with the plant kingdom. But when I'm talking about a flower essence, which is what I'm going to focus on right now, it's like energy work in a bottle. It is very, very gentle. It does not have contraindications to medicines or other chronic conditions. You can take a flower essence whenever you feel like it, and you can allow it to hone your intuition. Because if you start thinking about a particular emotional issue, you can take the flower essence. And what starts to happen is that flower starts to work on your energetic field and in your body, and it starts to soothe and nurture and shift your emotions. I've never seen anything like it. When it comes to the kind of people who like to get energy healing sessions, they're usually the more finely tuned, empathic people. Flower essences are amazing because it gives them something to do when the session is over. They can continue the work. And that's when plants come the most strongly into my healing sessions now, is for emotional healing. I remember this beautiful shaman in Tulum, Mexico that I was working with. He told me one time, he said, herbs heal the body, flowers heal the emotions, and cactus and mushrooms heal the mind. I never forgot that, because that really locked in and made so much sense to me when you look at how we're treating different levels of the energetic field with different kinds of plants. And that was so exciting to me, because I knew that the flowers were soothing the emotional body and helping us make shifts in our vibrational frequencies with how we hold emotions in our body. So if you've got a particular emotion that you're working with, that you're healing and working on transmuting, say fear or anger or grief, there's a flower for you. And what I would like you to do to start with is just ask. When you are in meditation, you don't need a book, you don't need the internet. You only need a sincere desire to connect in with the plant kingdom with an open heart. What would be the best healing flower for you to begin to work with? I want you to see what comes. It could be a word that you've never even heard and you don't even know what it means. Or you could see an image of a particular flower and then you've got to go do your research and find out what it's called. That has happened to me many times in sessions as well. I remember one session, a lady came in and her purse had been stolen out of her car. Her window had been smashed in, and it had triggered a lot of PTSD from trauma from the past where she felt violated. And as I was working on her body and her energy field, this beautiful flower kept coming to me and I didn't know what it was. I'd seen it before, but I'd never had a name or an intellectual understanding of the properties. So together, when the session was over, like I do very innocently, we were just scrolling through the internet, scrolling through images of flowers until I found it. And I told her, that's what I saw. That's the one for you. So then we looked it up together, and guess what? It was all about when your boundaries have been violated and you need a feeling of stability and strength and safety in your body. I couldn't make that stuff up if I tried. And all my clients have always seen me be so blown away over and over and over. So never underestimate that a flower or a plant, an herb, a mushroom will find its way to you if it's time to work with you and it's going to help you with your healing. I think this is so exciting. I would love to have your questions about how to work with flower essences, how to make them, herbal body oiling. I've got some great resources for that that I'll put in the show notes for you, for how you can treat your nervous system and you can make your own plant oils. You can make your own medicine. Cami McBride and Amber Magnolia Hill have amazing content, resources, and courses on herbal body oiling, which is a whole different thing that I'll link to their podcast so you can hear about that. But what I really wanted to discuss today is the beautiful flower essences, the way that plants can come into your dreams and your meditation. And you don't necessarily even have to ever ingest or wear a particular plant or flower, but it sure is nice. And there's something very empowering about anointing a chakra with a particular essential oil that calls to you, or doing a bit of herbal body oiling on your ears or the soles of your feet if you feel anxiety. There's something so powerful about using the plants to heal yourself and knowing that you have the power to do that. So let me know your plant questions. I have plant spirit medicine stories all day long. I'll probably do more episodes, but I really just wanted to say how honored I am to dance in the realm of the plant spirits and to bring that information to clients. And I want to open you to that for your own meditation and healing practice personally. And if you work with your clients, if you work with anyone in a healing capacity, your children at home, anybody that you can help, you might be the bridge to introduce them to a plant ally. I hope that you have fun with it. I'm so excited about the upcoming course. It's called Expanding Sacred, and you can go to my website for more information. That's evangelinehemrick.com. And if you go to the courses page, you can sign up. I'm so excited to share more information with you all. And we'll keep making life sacred every day. Thanks for listening.